Hi, I'm Sister Mary Reynolds, a sister of the Western Province, and I've had the privilege of working in Mercy International Centre for 11 years. The Emo Egg Clock. Sister Ellen Whitty, the sister who sat with Catherine in her final days and left us an intimate account of those precious last hours, is also the sister who brought Mercy to Brisbane in 1860. Here, many Irish emigrants congregated in search of a better life. Ellen and the sisters who accompanied her on this mission worked tirelessly to meet their needs. Overwhelmed by the demands, Ellen returned to Ireland by boat in 1871 to recruit additional young women for the Mission of Mercy in Australia. She brought with her a clock that was decorated with two emu eggs, and gifted the Bagot Street community with this treasure. On the emu eggs are painted two birds indigenous to Australia. The history of the clock is not clear in providing the detail on whether the birds were painted on the eggs prior to the clock's departure from Australia, or if perhaps Sister Claire Augustine Moore painted them. The birds on the eggs are believed to be a European goldfinch and a Western ringneck parrot. This clock, which has been on display in the Heritage Room of Mercy International Centre, attracted the attention of the curators of the National Museum of Australia in 2011. They requested permission to exhibit it in an exhibition entitled Not Just Ned, A True History of the Irish in Australia. The exhibition featured 450 objects that told the story of the Irish presence in Australia from the very early days of convict settlement through two centuries of engagement in Australian society. In the opening ceremony of the exhibition in Canberra, Arts Minister Simon Crean said, "Speaking as an Irish Australian, our nation's story has unequivocally been enriched by the Irish. They came from a land ravaged by poverty and hardship, but the gifts they brought to our shores were immense." The emu egg clock returned to the collection of Mercy International Centre in June 2012.